Let's go to the Cardio Newsline and visit with Colorado Springs Police Chief Adrian Vasquez, who's joining us right now this morning. Chief, thanks for joining us. We know how busy you are these days. You know, speaking of busy, you guys are going to be busy during the summer months. This is the time of year when it gets really warm. Those motorcyclists get out there. They feel the freedom of the road, but they also increase the speed. It becomes a problem during the summer months, doesn't it? And good morning.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having me as always. Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, we're seeing that warm weather, and everybody loves being outdoors. I know I love being out in the yard, but the traffic picks up. You know, we're a beautiful city, and there's a lot of tourism. So not only are we seeing people get out more, but we're seeing the population growth during the summer months just from tourism, people coming in, putting a lot more vehicles on our roadway, and we definitely see those impacts.
And when you're talking about battling this, I know the city is battered around the idea of these speeding cameras that might catch people, wouldn't give them a citation that would reflect on their insurance points. What do you think about that solution?
Well, I pitched that to City Council last week, and it'll go up for their decision next week. I really believe in those force multipliers. We're growing so fast as a city. And, you know, when we see the ability to put our motorcycle cops out there, we try to do that, but we're increasing our staffing. So having that as a force multiplier in those construction zones, and it's very limited to how we can use those. We can only use those by state statute in four areas, and that's school zones, you know, protecting our kids, streets around our parks, again, protecting our kids and families that are out doing things, and in areas around the neighborhoods. And then fourth, you know, we look at construction zones. So those are really high volume areas that protect a lot of times just our youth, and I think that's incredibly important.
Aurora uses those speed cameras, you know, in those areas where they're needed. How effective is it, and do you think it's a deterrent?
You know, I do think it's a deterrent, and I don't know Aurora statistics, but when we looked at Denver, who uses them heavily, Denver has has some statistics where they see those decreases in those traffic crashes and certainly the fatalities in the areas, especially like those school zones that they're using them. So looking at Denver's data, I think it is effective. And, you know, one of the things I want to talk about really quickly is the sheer amount of fatals that we are seeing. Here in 2024, we're already at 16 fatals, which is almost flat from last year at 17 this time of year. But in years prior to that, we, in 2022, for example, this time, we only had 6 at this time of the year, 8 in 2021, and 5 in 2020. So we're seeing the dangerous driving behaviors impact us by more fatals. And we've got to have ways to really impact that.
So, Chief, there is reckless driving, of which speeding would fall under that. There's also accidental driving or accidents that result. And your substation over on the northeast side of the city, that had an accident that happened when a car drove into it. Tell us what's happened there and how you're doing on rebuilding.
Well, thank you for bringing that up. Yes, that was really an unfortunate accident. We had, you know, there's an ent directly north mm-hmm. of the substation, and the individual unfortunately ended up having a medical issue, and so mm-hmm. it was truly an accident, but very impactful, and the video is very dramatic, watching them launch off that kind of that retaining wall area into the substation. Luckily, nobody in the building got hurt, and the two individuals in the vehicle are going to be fine. So now it's just a matter of rebuilding that area, and we'll get that done as soon as we can.
That's certainly good news. Chief, thanks for the time. As always, we'll look forward to our next chat down the road.
Thank you. Have a great day.